Welcome to Wolf Den's Saturday set, where we could not be more fired up. And this time it's not so much fired up for Saturday, but for Friday, King Zone, because one of the most anticipated night meetings in many years is upon us. The Manicato Stakes meeting, Group 1 racing at its best. We have a lot to talk about, a lot to unpack. We're going to get into it very quickly. We will welcome in our old mate, Fizzer. Fizzer, how are you, mate?
I'm good. Good
well
morning.
Well prepared for one of the best weekends of the year if you're a sports and racing fan and punting fan.
Yeah, ready to fly down to Melbourne and do some business Friday night and then go to the grand final on Saturday.
Wow, what a life, what a life. King Zone, you're doing just about the same, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm fired up. I haven't never been to the races at the Valley before, which I'm really looking forward to. And I've been to one AFL grand final, but I'm looking forward to going cheering on the Swans on Saturday. So it's an amazing, amazing 2 days.
Yeah, can't wait. All right, let's get into it straight away. So we're going to start with the feature races. And, of course, we're going to start with the Manicato Stakes at Moonee Valley. The Manicato Stakes, very deep field. Growing Empire, the young Turk on the scene, he's favourite. Do you think he deserves to be favourite? And what do you think of his chances in this race, which is very, very deep with talent?
I think he's an amazing horse. I was against him last time and he came out and proved me wrong over 1,100 down the straight at Flemington. But if you look at the screen, the AI screen there, you'll see that I'm backing I Wish I Win with a bullet rating of 95. Growing Empire, 62, Estriella 61, and Hayasugi coming in at 34 and a lay. So I'll just start with Hayasugi. If you go to the replay of the Moya there, you'll see Hayasugi flushing home. The first thing that I want to say is that I'd be very questionable about the format of this Moya. It's 1,000 metres. They went incredibly slow in this race. Mm-hmm. Yes, Hayasugi was a great run, but I'd just be a bit wary about these horses that flush home. We saw Steffi Magnetica do it last week as well. The big flashing light runs can often come up quite short the next start. Mm-hmm. And second up, I'm just Maps as well, back in barrier two. Then I want to go to the map for this race. Kieran, there's three horses with pace, Growing Empire, Estriella and Recommendation. Mm-hmm. Kieran Maher trains all three of them. So that's a big, big, big thing because
it's a problem for other horses, isn't it?
It could become a problem for other horses. Yeah. We saw Growing Empire lead a few starts back early in Growing Empire's career and just get a picnic in front and kick away and win. I think that they will probably, I don't know what they're going to do, but they're not going to be cutting each other, that's for sure. So Growing Empire, I thought, would lead. Estriella comes across and sits second and Recommendation sits third, which takes me then to I Wish I Win, which is a back for me, drawn out in 12. Mm-hmm. Which I don't think is a concern because
it's going to get back. Yeah.
Going to get back, but he's going to get clear running, which you need at the Valley, which Hayasugi may not get. I Wish I Win has run in Australia 13 times. I Wish I Win has only missed a place twice. Once was the run we just saw over 1,000 metres. The other time was over 1,600 metres. 1,200 to 1,300 is I Wish I Win's peak distance. Has only ever been beaten in those 11 runs by 1.3 lengths. Yeah. So I think I Wish I Win will drift because of the weight and the number of starts that I Win's had against these horses like Growing Empire, who I think will be very well backed. I think gets the pace, map advantage, gets the weight advantage, and the three-year-old with the improvement on the way up. I think Growing Empire is going to be really, really well backed. Johnny Rocker and Chain of Lightning were my two roughies if I was going to have something on a roughie. But I think I Wish I Win, I saw $6 earlier. It's getting to a price that's getting me interested. Yep. But I'm going to wait on the day. Definitely a bet for me. I want to see how the track's playing. That's huge as well. If you can make ground down the centre of the track, I will be having a good crack at I Wish I Win. If it's leaderish, I'll still have something on. But I'll definitely be reducing my bet.
Feels like the extra 200 metres is going to suit I Wish I Win a lot. What did you make of it all, King?
Firstly, I'll say normally with races like this and the way I've set my form up, weight gets pretty punished on my form. So horses that come in super light like Growing Empire and the other three-year-old Hayasugi, both normally come up really well clear on my form and they didn't in this race, which I found quite interesting. I had a Wish I Win top pick. So like Kings, it comes out top pick. Look, I looked at the race, like Kings talked about the maps. I think Growing Empire is the map horse. I think it's the one they'll will back. I thought there was a bit of value. I don't think it is purely a couple of horses in this race. There's a horse called V8 who reminds me of Hey Doc, when same trainer, same stable, bought it here, went straight to the front with Hey Doc and won this race. So V8, I know everyone think it's a 1600 meter horse, but I think it's a smoky. I thought Climbing Star first up was a good roughie. It's about $26. And I did have I Wish I Win top pick. But yeah, very, very, very even race. And anything could go in this race.
Do you think Estriella's could handle this Group 1 company?
It's one of the horses I was happy to leave alone. I don't want to be on Estriella.
Failed twice.
Yeah, not interested in Estriella. No, not even slightly coming into calculations for me.
If I was instructing V8 what to do, I'd be going forward definitely and even attempting to lead because Kieran Maher's thinking, yeah, we're going to go strong and control the race. If I was Chain of Lightning or V8, I'd be going and putting some pace in. So
yeah.
Sometimes it looks like it's – you think it, you know none. How it's going to pan out and it doesn't. So I Wish I Win's a class horse by mile in this race though, the Proven Galloper.
Yeah, let's talk about Proven Gallopers, genuine Group 1 contenders, and they are in this Group 2 event, the Fiend Stakes, a 1600-metre race. Not often the industry gets super excited about a four-horse field, but everyone is up and about for this. It's a very intriguing race. Of course, we've got the big guns, Pride of Jenny and Mr. Brightside in this race, and Attrition and Antino. And very quickly, before I get you boys to talk about it, so we're running a Mates Mode pot tomorrow with in partnership with Ladbrokes, and I wanted to give the people a chance to pick who we're going to bet in one race. So I put this poll up on Twitter, also put it up on Instagram, put this up yesterday and asked people to come in and vote about who we should back in this race. Interesting to see that the weight of money is very much behind Pride of Jenny. It doesn't reflect the market because they're about evens each or two. So I thought that was interesting. Everyone wants to be on Pride of Jenny in that poll, gets a couple kilo weight relief off Mr. Brightside. Why don't we start with you, Fizz?
Yeah, I didn't do too much with this race. I didn't think there'd be an upset and I was leaning towards Pride of Jenny in this race. Purely from the fact that the small field, her rolling along in front. Brightside, it was probably a better suited race, I reckon, last side when Brightside got over the top of a late. I think Pride of Jenny third up, bit fit up, probably very hard to beat for me.
Okay. King's Own?
Well, I'd love to lay them both at $2, rub the hands together and get a split. Yeah, you never know what might happen. No bet race for me. I'd probably prefer to be on Pride of Jenny, as Fitz said. Getting fitter, great run last start. Thought the heavy track last time suited Mr. Brightside a bit better than what it did Pride of Jenny. So, and I think Mooney Valley will suit Pride of Jenny as well. Rolls along in front and we know what she does. We know what she does and you know, I'd rather be on her if forced, but no bet race for me.
Fair enough. So that race jumps at 7:45 p.m. Our live stream will start at 7:40 p.m. tomorrow night at the Valley from the Winks Boardroom. It's going to be fantastic. So it'll be go, go, go. The live stream will start straight into one of these. I'm going to call it an iconic race, so I look forward to that very much. We're going to move on. We're going to Mooney Valley Race 5, the Scarborough Stakes, 1,200 metres for the three-year-old fillies. It's a cracking addition. Aniza. Aniza's one of the fastest three-year-old fillies in the country on her day, and she, if she runs to her best on Friday night, she'll be very hard to beat.
Well, Aniza's had three runs over 1,200 metres. One was in the Golden Slipper, ran seventh, fourth in the Blue Diamond, and the other one was winning the Percy Sykes. So the two-year-old form is very strong. That run in the Golden Slipper was big by Aniza. So Aniza's a horse I could definitely save on. I'm with number four, the Tassie horse, Gigi's Mistruth, who ran a great first-up effort at Caulfield after sitting wide, looked the winner, had to go back to fifth and then sat wide. And just got run down off of slow tempo. Drifting lead off a slow tempo, and GG sat wide, and then came home over 1100. This is up to 1200. I think 550 is a fairly reasonable price. We've done something early in the pot as well, which Fitz is keen on. So I'll hand over to him and take it over.
Yeah, no worries. So a couple of us were keen on this one. So I have to be or not to be top pick. It's about $8. So we had something on it in the potty comp early, which is good. I found this race quite tricky. There was a lot of speed for a 1,200-metre race, I thought, here. There was Aniza first up after a two-year-old season. Trial was okay. Wasn't really keen to be on it. Bold Bastille, I'm not sure about 1,200. Happy to let it go. Bellatrix Star actually was beaten by GG's Mistruth when they battled against each other. Obviously, Bellatrix Star has come out and won down the straight, but I'd prefer to lean towards King's horse over it. So for me, and then I thought Zaitong, it'll get back, and if it's one of those run-on nights, it's got the Sydney form coming out of quite a strong race. So to be or not to be from Zaitong for me.
There is a lot of pace in this race, isn't there?
There is. There's
heaps. Why I like the two that I'm... GG's and Aniza as well. Yeah, just get nice runs behind them.
They do.
And the bet we struck on to be or not to be was 6,000 at $9.25. Got a bit of an odds boost off Ladbrokes. So that was good. It was one of the, it was the very first bet we struck. So, and if you want to get involved in that, we'll put the link in the description. You can come and punt with us on the night, or you can just follow along in the live stream as well. We've got to move on. We're going to go to Moonee Valley Race 6, the Stutt Stakes, a 1,600-metre race for the three-year-olds. We've got Dawn Service as favourite. Dawn Service got its brains kicked in by Autumn Glow when Autumn Glow had her first start. But he's back. He was very impressive at Flemington last start. He's on a Caulfield Guineas path. What do you make of this race, mate?
Well, I'm Dawn Service will go to the lead again. I'm just wondering about Daggers, because Daggers is nominated for this race. Daggers is nominated for Sandown. And also Rose Hill on Saturday. So
They don't like the rain with Daggers, so it's almost certainly he'll stay in Victoria.
Okay, well, let's assume Daggers is running in this race. Has drawn. So last start, Daggers was very heavily backed, settled third in the run and wouldn't settle, didn't face the breeze. I think you've got to forgive that run a little bit. Barrier one now at the Valley. Two starts back, we saw Daggers go straight to the front and win convincingly over 1,200. This distance is longer, which I'm not really worried about. I think Daggers is the bet for me. Uh-huh. And I think Daggers will sit third again. And an extra 200 metres for Dawn Service might sort of see him out.
Cool. Fizz.
Yeah, I agree with Kings. I did write vulnerable at the end of 1,600 for Dawn Service. So it will depend on the way track's playing, Kings, won't it? Like whether or not it's super leaderish, which a lot Absolutely. Of people I'm speaking to don't think it'll be super leaderish. So I'm hoping for a bit of a fair track and... I've done the race accordingly. So I have actually number one, Ruta Royale, top pick. Impressive at Bendigo last start over 1,300. It's about a $10 shot. I gave it a hope. And then Evaporate, which ran this track, this distance last start and blew him away. It gets the perfect run behind the speed.
Yep.
So for me, Evaporate and Ruta Royale are my two bets. And I did have a roughie. I gave a hope to the eight called Vino Grande. You can sort of forgive its last run a little bit. It was coming up the wrong part of the track. Ran up the arse of horses, then he dropped out to near last. But at $81, he's not the worst I've ever seen.
Great, sweet. Let's keep rolling. We're going to go to Moonee Valley Race 8, the Stock Stakes, 1,500-metre race for the mares. And this is an interesting one because it was a year ago in this race that no one had heard of Pride of Jenny nor really cared about it. Everyone wanted to talk about Amelia's Jewel.
Mm.
Pride of Jenny went out on the bunny, went right away, and Amelia's Jewel slowly reeled her in. But I remember everyone saying, oh, she could, you know, Amelia's Jewel could only beat Pride of Jenny. It's not a great run, but long time in a year in racing, isn't it? So yeah. Grinzing a Bell, probably going to lead.
Will lead.
Will lead and lead easy. And
I think it'll lead easy.
Track pattern's, crucial here. Coming to last at the Valley, is it going to be leaderish like we've seen many times at the Valley, or can you make ground? So that's crucial, but... I'd be a little bit sceptical, not as a run last time for Grinzing a Bell, because it was a fantastic run, but it was by far a peak rating. We've spoken about these peak ratings first up where horses just go to a new level, especially on a heavy track, and it was a bit hard to make ground there. So $18 last time, now $2.80. I'm against Grinzing a Bell unless it's really leaderish. If it is leaderish, Grinzing a Bell will probably start around that 2.30 mark. So I didn't like the race, really.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Fizz?
Yeah, so I had a look at this. Grinzing a Bell, Beware of the Peak Rating is what I wrote. Track bias, I'll have to see what's happening. It's not a race I'll get involved with early and I'll wait and see. But Asafina ran behind Grinzing a Bell last start, sat three wide, first up, no cover. Was a really good run. Yes, it got beaten probably by 5 lengths, but I'm always a bit sceptical, like Kings, of those tracks that I think that day, even though it was heavy, it became quite leaderish at Flemington the other day. So anyway, I'm Asafina. I would prefer to be on it. Osmo's Gay's bringing this one up from Sydney. Sorry, one down from Sydney. And then Jenny Lala brings the new form, which is the another Will form, into the race. It's that wide also and was a very good run. And I think we've had something on it, haven't we?
We have. Let's talk about that now. So got a little bit of help with this race. So Tim Narki, he's part of our team, which is very cool. If you don't know who Tim Narki is, he's kind of the godfather of bet size per follower, bet amount per follower, I guess you call it. So what do you know much of Fizz? What's he got?
He plays over a million followers. He plays blackjack and he plays against the computer.
And what is it 5 cents for every single follower he has?
How much he actually puts on, but geez, he puts a lot of money down when he has a bet. It's great to watch.
But he's a huge fan of racing.com. So the team from racing.com have got to be involved to help us with our club. And this is what he has to say about this race, and he's putting in a bet for us. Here he is.
The Wolves are howling because we've spotted one and the last of the day on Manukato Stakes night that I think can give us a little bit of remuneration if we're having a bad day. Now, we're not going to be having a bad day, but Jenny Lala, race 8, Group 1 place skitter, loves the valley. She's going to kick on the turn and be far too strong for them. Currently around the $6 mark. I don't think she's going to jump at that price. Get after her. Happy punting. Let's get her done.
You. Very good. So we've listened to his advice, and BZ as well. We're talking to BZ and Hutchie mm-hmm. this morning. They're keen on as well. So we struck mm-hmm. a blow, $6,000 at $7 with Ladbrokes. Mm-hmm. So that's the plays on them. And we've also had a little bit of multi
Yeah, multi a bit action. Of multi-action. We took race five, numbers four and five into Jenny in the last as well. As well. Yeah, at about 90s and 60s or something, the multis. I can't remember the exact odds. But we're giving ourselves a good chance to have a good result with Jenny in the last.
Yeah, so let's talk about it. So we've got this pot and you're trying to help everybody win. And you don't really want to walk away wondering. You want to, you know, so it's a $25 buy and it's very modest, but you'd rather everyone walk away with, you know, double, triple their money than walking away with making 5% on their money.
For sure. Like when I'm betting, I'm setting limits, and which we'll set limits for this the pot as well. But so the limits, say it looks like it'll be about 100,000. So my plan is to spend 15,000 on multis, mm-hmm. where we're really giving yourself a good chance. We've spent 6,000 already. Then about 15% on a quaddie to once again give ourselves a good chance of getting a result. And then say we've got 70,000 left, we're betting on races 3 through to 8.
Yep.
So roughly about 10, 12 grand a race. I'll split that up because we can't run out of money sort of coming into the last race. So that's how I've sort of divvied it up. Then we play it sort of as the meeting goes. And if we've got a bit more coming into the Manicato, then we'll be playing some exotics and giving ourselves a good chance. There's no point. The buy-in's $25, so there's no point trying to turn it into 5% winning 27 and getting back $27.50. So,
sure.
I'll be having a crack for sure. We won't die wondering.
No. And it's more than that too, isn't it? We're trying to set ourselves up. So it'd be amazing if we could, you know, double or triple our money. Who knows? We might lose a whole lot. We want to roll on to Cox Plate as well, and we're going to do it again. We've been lucky enough to be given the keys for Cox Plate as well. We want to have a lot of fun between after tomorrow night and lead up to Cox Plate as well. It's all about community, these kind of content. You can get into the chat on the Mates Mode Ladbrokes app. You can chat with all of us in the den as well. So it's definitely about trying to make money, but it's also about just building that community up between all of us.
And it's about inflicting some pain on Ladbrokes as well. So the more money we can get in there, the more pain we can inflict on them. I'd love 10 million in there. For me, if I'm handling 10 million, it's the same process as if I'm handling 100,000. You're still divvying it up and you're still going through the same process. It's about the process, not the amount of money. So,
and it would finish your career off if it got to the point where Ladbroke said no more, like this is, we just can't.
It's my career goal.
That's it. Yeah, then you could retire a happy man.
Oh, if I could win 100 million on a night off Ladbroke, I'll break down in tears. I'll be so happy.
All right.
I will be giving us a chance too. The more we can get in there, the more we can win.
Very good. It's time to move on. But before we do that, I just want to quickly say, as usual, AI is free on Victorian meetings. So tomorrow night and then also on Saturday. So make sure you go and hit that up in the app or also on the, which website do they go and look at it on?
Wolfden.win.
Wolfden.win. Very good.
This episode is brought to you by our good friends at Ladbrokes. Join Ladbrokes today and support the show by using the code Gallup. Take on the fun this spring carnival with the Ladbrokes app, loaded with the best racing features, including bet ticker, so you can see where the big bets land, yard comments to give you the on-course insight straight from the parade ring, and black book so you can add your favourite runners and get notified before they race. So take on the fun and Ladbroke it this spring carnival.
Chances are you're about to lose. For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website. All right, so we're going to move to Rose Hill. There is some great racing at Rose Hill on Grand Final. I know a lot of you will be flicking between the AFL Grand Final and Rose Hill. But we've got the Golden Rose, so it's Rose Hill Race 8. We've been anticipating this race for a long time. It's the very best three-year-olds in the country go at it. It's time to go to war. What's going to happen?
Well, it's a great race, and it's a hard race. And once again, you've got the same trainer, Adrian Botton Gay, with the three speed horses, Storm Boy, Anode and Mayfair. Fitz, do you reckon Storm Boy will get 1,400?
I don't want to be on Storm Boy. It's one horse in the market that I'm severely against. Betting around.
It's interesting. Yeah, when I was looking at Storm Boy, hard to back Storm Boy sort of over 1,400. Broadside I find sort of hard to back as well. Did trial like a bomb apparently. Did you see the trial?
Trials were nice, yeah. Mm.
But more of a 1,600-metre horse, I would say. 1,400 metres first up. Midfield to bag. Where do you reckon fits in the run?
Yeah, no, definitely midfield. Drawn well, but yeah, I don't know where J-Mac will put it, but definitely midfield or worse.
Going to need a bit of luck probably to get through, and you're taking 330 first up. I do think whatever broadsiding does in the Golden Rose, he will improve on. Traffic Warn, big spike run first up, great run. 1400 suits again. Linebacker was another great good, run. Yeah. First up, 1400. So there's plenty. And Node's always great odds as well. Mm. Node handed up last time to Storm Boy, and I thought 1400 suits a Node as well. And maybe in a race with not that much pressure, since Gay's got the three that are going to be on pace. I've talked a lot and I'm not betting. So it's, it's not what I want to do. I want to talk less and bet more.
Yeah. I just wrote, I'm potting Storm Boy. I just think slow out of the gates is pretty bad trait to have. And barrier 11, can cause a lot of trouble for that horse. Broadsiding, Traffic Warden, light linebacker. Between those three, they've got it, I think. Linebacker's run was enormous. Traffic Warden's run was enormous first up. And broadsiding, I think, is the best out of all of them. So wouldn't surprise me to see broadsiding blow them away.
It's going to be a great race. All right, we're going to move to Rosehill Race 7. It's the Golden Pendant, a 1,400-metre race for the fillies and mares. We have a little bit of inside information here, a bit of intel. So we went out to track work with Annabelle Meesham on Tuesday morning, and we watched Amelia's Jewel, who was in this race. She's second favourite behind Samana.
You're the most mailed-up bloke in Australia nowadays.
Just need to convert that mail. Last week's mail wasn't crash hot. But anyway, watch this little piece that we recorded of Amelia's Jewel and Tommy Berry, and discuss after. So Amelia's Jewel's on the outside here, Tommy Berry on board, just going straight past the stable mate there.
It's just the standard for every track gallop though, isn't it? The outside always gets the run over the top of the
inside. Yeah, well, they set them up like that, don't
they? Yeah. Good. Look at my gallop. Was she leading and then she just...
Yeah. Yeah, she won't. They won't be able to set up.
There you go.
Well, there's the mail.
We want to hear.
They won't beat us at.
Honestly, can't believe the improvement she's showed from her first up run to her gallop this morning. It was just felt like I was on a different horse, and I thought she was going good beforehand. So, pretty excited about
good
Saturday.
Horse. Yeah, she's a great horse. She improves greatly off.
Still happily going anywhere without
her. It is a Mallee Bull.
That's good, eh?
So the content for that we will drop next Tuesday. It's a really nice little piece of content. We're actually going to work pretty closely with Annabelle and Rob over the Spring Carnival, the Peak of Spring, and they're going to try and help us.
She's got some great horses.
Winners. She sure does. She's a massive player. Her and Rob are massive players in the spring. Anyway, finish off your summation of that.
Yeah,
race.
She does improve greatly because Royal Patronage, you saw the big run by Royal Patronage last time. So she proves greatly off the first up run. She does probably win. What concerns me a bit is the track condition fits. It's raining out there. It's a soft five at the moment. What do you think the track's going to do?
I think it'll be soft on the weekend. But not heavy? I don't think it'll be heavy. No, the rain sort of finishes around 6 o'clock tonight, and I don't think we're meant to see any from there. So.
Okay. Mealy's Jewel's never been on a soft surface. I'm with Samana, but only just. Small bet Samana for me, who's...
owned by a friend of the Dan.
Yeah, Costa. She's a try though, isn't she? Mm. She's a beauty.
Yeah, I was top pick Samana as well, just over Amelia's. Sure. Not much in it. Samana's probably a bit fitter, been running around a bit longer, and it'd be a good race, that one.
All right, it's time for the Saturday set. We will start with you, King Zone.
I'll take it away. All right, so let's go to... There was no official Saturday set tips in all those feature races, which is disappointing. But the one that I was keenest on the most was I Wish I Win If You Can Make Ground. I'm going to have a good bet on I Wish I Win. Mm-hmm. So there's three official Saturday set tips. Let's start at Rosehill Race 5, number 3, Gatsby's, who we've got to forgive off that last start failure behind Storm Boy. Back onto a soft track. Has the fitness edge over Bodyguard. J-Mac obviously is on again, which is a big tick. So I'm looking, I think Gatsby's will bounce back. 220 in the market at the moment. I'm prepared to wait and back Gatsby's on the day. The second official Saturday set tip is Sandown Race 7, number 5, Nicolini Vito. Big run last start after sitting 3 wide in career best form. Last start was on a heavy track. Gets back onto a good track as well, which I like. I think can go to a career peak. And the third tip, 650 at the moment, and I'll take that. Mm. I think 650 is a good price. Mm-hmm. Belmont race two, number one. There was no market up yet for Mean Machine.
I think it's just come up.
Okay.
$3.10 you're looking at?
$3.10. Well, that seems like a good price to me. I thought anything above $2 was big. Drawn out a bit wide. Going to need a little bit of luck from there, but at $3.10 I think it's a good risk. Has the experience on its side, coming back to an easier race on a seven-day backup. Ticks a lot of boxes for me. So three official Saturday set tips, and I'm confident about all those three.
Very good. Fizz, we're going to move to you, mate.
No worries. I'm going to Belmont race three, number nine, Miss Flirtatious. There's a horse in the market, Pin Deep, which runs today at Northam, which I think will come out. It's currently favourite, but I think this horse will start very close to even money once that other horse comes out. Okay. Straight to the front, very hard to beat. Go to Belmont race nine, number one. Very keen on Rope Them In. First up, great horse, loves it fresh, sits perfectly mapped in about one in the one out, one back position. Very good bet for me. I'm going to Rose Hill race 10, number 11, the Ferrari. I love Ferrari. It's a good horse. Comes up from Melbourne, gets perfect conditions with a soft track, gets a great run just behind the speed. Very good bet. Then I'm going to take Kings On. Race 7, number 11 at Sandown for me, a horse called Craig. I don't think Kings likes it on his form, but very impressed with the way this horse hit the line last start. They've given a little bit longer break between runs, and I think this horse will sit midfield and say ta-ta.
Good horse,
down
Craig.
Down the straight. Craigo.
Good horse.
Very good. All right, we've got to keep moving. The show is starting to drag, but it's time for the A-team, and they are back in a big way. I think they went 3 from 4 last week. You'll be pleased to know, Fizz.
Yes.
Dan O is backing you up, so he's tipping Ferrari as well.
Go, Dan.
Very relieved to back a winner last week. There is Dream Team Matt. He's tipping a Ruffy. Look at that. We love that. $11. Let's keep moving. We're off to Smalley 23, who's 2 on the bounce. Let's hope he can go 3 on the bounce.
Go on, Smalley.
Moving to Junior. Back to winner last week as well. He's tipped another Ruffy as well. All right, time for accountability, King Zone. Slight improvement, but you still are in the red. You still are driving the bus, not even riding on the bus. So there you
right.
go.
Fizzer, right. Yeah, 4 losses last week, so I need to improve. I'm going for 3 winners this week.
Cool. Well, let's go look at a prettier picture. So the 18, there you go. It doesn't take much. They're all horribly in negative, but a couple of winners gets them all into, not all of them, but
it's two of them into positive.
So it just shows, you know, it's a...
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a long-range play. This. Let's move to punter of the year. There it is, Johnny Chamon.
Wow.
Great Unarguably girl. The best bloke on the den at the moment. He's the best tipster on the den. How good is that?
Jay Sham's on fire. Crookie's still up there. Good to see Dragon coming in at 5th as well.
Yeah, Drags.
There are some. Dave's always up there.
Yeah, he always
Every
is,
Every month
he?
Dave's up there. But, geez, there's some good judges on the den. Yeah. Go and check out the den's top 10 and the leaderboards. There's some amazing judges on the den.
Yeah.
Very good. All right. Well, it's been a big Saturday set, but it's been worth it. And it's now time for us all to focus our attention on the Valley tomorrow night. It is all of us, all of you against them, and we will prevail. Let's come together. Let's have the best grand final eve night together. We'll be at the Valley. If you're there, come and say g'day to us. I guess we'll be in the Ladbrokes Lounge wandering around. Then we will go and do our live stream from 7:40 to 9:50 p.m. You've all got to be on there watching us, talking to us, sending comments. Let's get this thing going. It's time to go up the den. See you tomorrow night. It's going to be huge. Yeah!